This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Sandra, man, what happened? Did you forget about us or what?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You know, no chance we could do this a little later this morning, is there?
No, sadly, we've asked. We're actually with you. It would be a lot more convenient. What brings you to the show today? It was Tim, right?
Did you say Tim?
Yes.
Because you did.
I hope. Is that not the case?
Do we have this messed up?
Okay, no. Sorry. This phone kind of sucks. Yeah. What do you need to know?
Well, your email said you guys met online. Does that mean it was recent? You didn't really elaborate on that.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't really sure what to put in there, but it's not been that long. I think we matched a few weeks ago.
And did y'all decide to go out like right away?
Actually, yeah, kind of. It felt pretty fast. You know, messaging a lot. A lot of messaging, and I can't remember what it was we were talking about, but from out of nowhere, we just decided to go to Austin for some show, or that's what we were supposed to do last week.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of confused. You didn't end up going to Austin, or what?
Sorry, yeah, like, I'm all over the place here. I should have been clear, like, but, all right. He had these tickets to see some show. He kept saying, like, we should go, it'll be fun, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, telling me what a good time it was going to be, and it wasn't that far away. So it sounded like a good idea, and I totally agreed. And because we didn't want to wait, like, we felt like we had waited long enough to meet. Okay. So we just decided to grab some dinner in the meantime, and everything went well. And, man, I don't know what happened after that. But I haven't heard from him.
Okay. So yeah. You planned on going to like a future concert out of town, but y'all never really got past your first date. Like, you went to dinner and things just...
No, that's the thing. That's my question too. Like, he ghosted me, I guess, but I thought we were having such a nice time. And I was totally looking forward to that concert. I mean, obviously, you know, things happen, plans change,
yeah,
you know,
well,
but I just don't
here.
Understand.
Yeah. It seems like, yeah.
Right.
Like maybe he ended up having to work or there was something with his car or I don't know. But the fact that I can't get a hold of him and I have, like, I just want to know.
Yeah, but don't you think that if that were the case, one of those scenarios, he'd have communicated that with you?
Right.
You know, like he would have said something, right? Because it sounds like you're saying you've not seen the hide nor hair of him since the last time you were together.
That's exactly it. I haven't. Like, I've texted him a few times, and I haven't heard anything back at all.
Honestly, this doesn't sound promising at all. Like, not to make you feel bad.
But. I know, and, like, I'm sorry, and I'm literally driving myself crazy right now. Like, you could tell, I'm sitting here talking to you, and, like, I'm having a hard time, like, just getting all of this out. I just really want to figure out what went wrong that night, you know? It seemed weird to have these plans, and then... out of nowhere, nothing. No call, no text, no nothing.
Well, we never mind trying. We will call Tim and see what we can find out. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so Sandra and Tim, they met online, made future plans. And because they were in the future, they didn't want to wait as long, and they decided that they would meet up in between.
Yeah.
And so they went out to dinner, and then things fell apart because she never heard anything.
Nothing.
And they didn't get to go to the show, it sounds like, which...
Not good.
She might be more upset about.
Right.
We wanted to get Tim on the phone and find out why. Like, what exactly is going on, especially when she thought things were going so well. Hey, is this Tim?
Yeah, this is Tim. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today with this date night package that we give away on our show. So you can pick whatever you want to do, like basically anything for a night out on the town, okay? And you don't pay a dime. We will cover everything. How does that sound, Tim?
Not interested.
Really?
No.
Are you sure? No. I know it sounds kind of scammy, but
it does.
Someone in your life actually entered you to win this thing, and you did. Huh? Win it, I mean. So it's something we do every day, and the only thing we need to know to get it is whether or not like you'd be cool using the date with Sandra, because she's the one who entered you, and you have to. So, yeah, Sandra.
Which Sandra? I know a few.
Is there more than what? One that you might be romantically involved with currently? That would be something.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
That one.
That's, yeah.
Okay. So, how do I even put this?
Look, Tim, you know, I never heard anything back from you. And I just, well, I'm sorry for all of this and for whatever it is that I did.
Oh my God, of course you are.
Yep. That's obviously Sandra.
Right.
Got her on the line here too. But of course she's what?
Yeah.
Sorry. Of course she's sorry. It's her favorite word.
Sorry what?
See what I mean? Like, just Christ, stop it with the apologies already. You don't have to apologize for just existing, okay? It is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Apologizing?
At the frequency she does it, yeah. It's constant with her. Like, anything happens, she's all, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I can see how that might be annoying, but...
You apologize for literally everything. If you needed the waiter to bring you some more tea, you were apologizing for even asking. If I had a question about something, it was like you were sorry I even had to ask. I feel bad for you. Where does that come from?
Where does it come from? I don't know. Isn't that just, like, polite? I'm not actually admitting that everything is my fault.
No, it's a sign of weakness.
Is it?
What?
Yeah, it's weakness. If you're just apologizing for everything, you're just deflecting. You need to do it when you're actually sorry, or no one's going to believe you. You say it so much, I don't think you even know what it means. You've said it enough for several lifetimes. I hate when people do this. It drives me nuts.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm sorry I offended you.
You're not. Cut that out, for real.
What do you want me to say? Off. Kick rocks. I don't understand how an apology is some big issue with you.
Yeah, I would take any of those. Like, you're not getting it. You have to stop being sorry all the time.
You want me to stop feeling bad because I feel like I've inconvenienced someone?
Yes! You don't need to apologize for things that are just normal or totally out of your control. Like, I decided I didn't want to take you to the show in Austin. You didn't see me apologizing for that, did you?
Well, maybe you should have. That was kind of a jerk move, and she was excited about it. Like, you know.
You didn't tell her anything.
Yeah.
That's how she feels about it. I couldn't imagine driving to Austin with this woman, and I'm still not sorry. My feelings remain unchanged. I'm not going to say something I don't actually feel. It's just crazy.
Wow.
I didn't want to go. And when I came to that conclusion, I owed you nothing.
Huh.
Jesus, what an...
No, see, this is my point. You're overly sensitive, okay? Do what you want to do. Go ahead and apologize for breathing, for all I care. Just think about what you're actually doing, okay? You're diluting the actual sentiment with a bunch of trash.
You know, I'm just being nice. I'm sorry that manners offend you so much. Sorry I'm concerned with the feelings of others.
Wow.
This is ridiculous.
You guys are hearing this, right? That was twice. She apologized twice in the same damn breath. Well, get it together.
Yes, but look... We're sorry this didn't work out.
No, actually, no, we're not. We're not sorry.
That.
It was for the best.
My bad. Does that count?
I can't hear that word.
Okay, I don't know what to say right now, so
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Have a pleasant day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.